This time. The armada of clouds, which marched across the giant sky for 2 days straight, has slowed. It is blue sky now, the sun shining brilliant pink on the heavy underbellies of the remaining ships, the peacekeeping tankers. They will stay here, circling slowly, now in sight, now blissfully far away, but always to return. The moon, even, has been co-opted, though you can see by its battered face it put up a fight. When there is ground beneath, and a thick layer of surveillance above, and you hover on the fourth floor in between, it can at times be hard to breathe. A riot, a riot, a riot, a riot, shouting into the sky, each voice muffled by the thick air between us, only the heavy clunk of rocks that we carry and drop on another pile of rocks that we carry allowed to pass through. Our hammers do not ring as they strike rock. Our chains do not clink. The songs we raise up fall wounded to the ground. Only the heavy clunk of rocks that we carry and drop on another pile are allowed to pass through. Sometimes the tankers pass in front of the moon's face, and in that brief moment before she is fully in view again, you can glimpse her, sorrowful, before she hardens back to rock. A riot is more than its sound. A voice is more than air. When compressed between a necessary earth and an impressive sky, breath will eventually convert to energy.